Majority of anti-Semitic crimes in Germany related to foreign or religious ideology. By Oliver J. J. Lane on December 27, 2023. There have been hundreds of anti-Semitic politically motivated crime cases in Germany since the Hamas terror attack against Israel this year. And the majority of them are attributed to foreign ideology or religious causes. The German government has released new hate crime statistics after a request for information by the right-wing populist Alternative for Germany, AfD, faction in parliament, revealing that over 700 such crimes have been registered since the Hamas terror attack in October. Broadsheet newspaper Die Welt reports of the known causes for such attacks. Particular causes and nationalities stand out in most cases, revealing that among politically motivated anti-Semitism, the majority of cases are attributed to foreign ideology or religious ideology. The majority of known perpetrators are German passport holders, although to what extent these offenders come from a migration background is not recorded, the paper states. Following the German group, the most likely nationalities to be involved in anti-Semitism are Syrians followed by Turks, it was said. Spokesman for the AfD group which requested the data Gottfried Kirio pointed to the preponderance of Syrians in the statistics, noting that while Syrian passport holders made up 1% of the national population, they appear to be responsible for 14% of the recorded political anti-Semitism. Kirio said, Welt reports that the proportion of Syrian is far higher than their proportion of the total population. The connection between the extent of the anti-Semitism that is now breaking out in the migration movement since 2015 has been proven. The German government, meanwhile, noted that anti-Semitism was a common thread in several extremist positions which brought together otherwise totally unrelated groups. They are reported to have said, Israel phobia and even anti-Semitism are ideological components of Islamists, secular extremist Palestinians, Turkish and German right-wing extremists as well as parts of the German and Turkish left-wing extremists. The common enemy image of Israel means that all of these actors, some of whom are ideologically fundamentally different, can sometimes be found at the same meetings without any further cooperation taking place. The fresh figures follow claims in November by an anti-Semitism monitoring group that such incidents were up 320% in just weeks following the Hamas terror attack against Israel. The German government criticized the barbaric terror of Hamas and warned against the sudden rise of anti-Semitism in Germany after decades of successfully driving it out. With Chancellor Olaf Scholz saying, I am deeply outraged by the way in which anti-Semitic hatred and inhuman agitation have been breaking out since that fateful October 7th, on the internet, in social media around the world, and shamefully also here in Germany.